This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 14th, 2021. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Taking phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to call in, 512-248-8252. You know, sometimes I get emails and they say, you know, you should talk more about solutions, blah, 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 blah. You know, I do the first hour running down the news that I think a lot of people maybe don't cover. And then the whole second hour, I take phone calls. So, you know, if you've got solutions that you want to share, feel free to call in. And also, quickly, I wanted to get this in. BBC Court, a court in Germany has declared a 96-year-old former Nazi camp guard unfit to stand trial, but ruled that he will have to pay his own legal fees. So as an update to the story that I did, I think about 2 weeks ago, I wanted to get that in. So 512-248-8252, we're going to go to Paul in New York. Then we got Tony in Chicago coming up. Paul, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hello, Farron. Hey, Farron, why were the social justice warriors sitting in the dark?
I don't know, Paul.
Because the light bulb is white and it has to change itself.
That's not bad. That is not bad, Paul.
Yeah, it's a derivative from another one. Hey, listen, you notice how the critical race theory came about when our country is the least white? Notice that? You know, diversity makes fertile ground for all this wackiness. You know what I mean? Because who would ever come up or contrive these notions 60 years ago other than a Jewish college professor? You're like, nobody would. Like, no normal person would even, you know, contemplate homosexual marriage, the transgender agenda, even 30 years ago. But now this is all happening when we're, you know, at not maximum diversity, but the current level of diversity, as is the powers that be. They haven't gotten us yet to maximum diversity, you know, not with these open borders. So all these attacks on free speech and intolerance, notice it's all occurring during the decline of white dominance, demographic dominance. All the critical race theory, the social justice studies that you know we're suffering from, and big trend. Are these things going to actually help keep the lights on, Farron? Notice Texas is at its maximum diversity. And what happened a few weeks ago? They couldn't even keep the lights on. You know, Farron, these are all milestones on the highway to third worldism. Let's just admit it. We are on a highway to the third world. Bob Grant, the radio talk show out of ABC New York, was talking about this back in the 80s and 90s. We are following the recipe for the third world. That's what we're doing. The recipe to the third world, and everything that we're doing is going to create the third world, and we're going to have it soon enough.
I agree with that, Paul. And then think about the fact that in this bill, they're actually trying to obviously eliminate as much as they can white farmers, because they're not going to forgive their debt. And, you know, a lot of farmers, unfortunately, because of this COVID masquerade, you know, had to get lawns. They couldn't grow crops. You remember all the stuff that was happening last summer. And think about the shape the country's going to be in when you bankrupt all these farmers. But go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and I was. Do you think China has any of these problems? You know, China is in the ascent. They don't have critical race theory over in China. They don't have mandatory racial sensitivity lessons in the workplace in China. And what's funny about this, you know, you think about modern businesses and corporations, you know, they're either coerced or they willingly want to hire diversity counselors. You know, and at the same time, they always tell us it's the bottom line. We have to take care of the shareholders. It's about returning as much value to the shareholders. That's what they tell us. And yet these corporations go out of their way with making sure they're inclusive, making sure they hire their incompetent affirmative action advanced employees and putting them up and showcasing them, right, to show how tolerant they are and how good they are. And they repeat the mantra, you know, diversity is our strength, right, Baron? That's what we're told constantly, diversity of our strength. And at the same time, they create, not only in corporations, but in the whole culture, this basically tyrannical social program of you better love that diversity, and if you don't like it, you're out of a job. And it dawned on me, like, for such a long time, I've always wondered, why the corporation is doing this? And then it dawned on me, oh, I know why. You know why, Farron? Because when you have diversity, the employees don't want to unionize. Right? Because who wants to unite for higher wages with the Hispanic migrants with accents that you never wanted in this country to begin with? I don't want to unite with them. I never wanted those people here. And yet we're told, you must unite. You're a bad American if you don't love these imports that we foisted on you just so they and the CEOs can have even bigger portfolios and a higher stock valuation. And that's what's odd about what's happening to the United States. It would make a little more sense if it was a military coup and the Jew communists just took over and everybody had uniforms. They just, you know, it was at least that would be straightforward. But what's so diabolical about this is this, you know, like phony, like you're free and we're told how free and great everything is. And yet look at all the people losing their jobs. Look at all the people who, that because of woke culture coming from the left, right? The formerly tolerant, hippie, pot-smoking left is now basically throwing people off for the slightest verbal infraction from their jobs in punditry and the corporate world, everywhere. Sports, right? They had the fella, he was just, he said kike on his video game, the basketball player down in Florida. 29-year-old kid. Immediately tossed out of his position. I guess you can't say kike because that's going to interrupt with your bouncing the ball skill. Right, and throwing a ball through a hoop. And this is why, you know, it's true. We live in clown world, Farron, and it's not going to get better. And this is all linked to the decline of not only white demographically, but I would argue white masculinity, white men not just standing up and just being truthful. You know, and that's the tragedy of this. And it's only going to get worse. The lights are going to go off. We're not going to be able to function. You know, one last thing before I go, Farron. I went to go buy a bicycle yesterday. You know what they told me, Farron? They said,
"Needed a permit."
Oh, we can't. What?
Needed a permit?
No. They told me you can't get it. We can't get bicycles. They're all backlogged because they can't manufacture them because of supply shortage, right? Because of the COVID disruption in the supply chain.
And, you know, Paul, that is running all over everything. I needed a part for a gate opener, and the manufacturer that sells this gate opener don't have any in stock of the part for their what they manufacture. And the same thing, it's COVID-19. And the reason the things you say are true is on the news the other night, they said one of the top jobs to look into, you know, for young kids graduating high school or whatever, was diversity coordinator. All of these corporations are going to be hiring diversity coordinators, and apparently there's a big shortage. So, yeah, your analysis that we're on the road to becoming a third world country, you know, in so many ways, places you look is already there. Is already there. And, yeah, we're going. We're going. And the Biden administration has turbocharged the whole process. And between the vaccines, Paul, and I'll ask you this question. Between people taking the vaccines and what they're going to roll out, God only knows, with COVID-20, and then the influx of all the illegal aliens, and then the supposed disruptions in all the supply chains, I mean, what are we going to be sitting here talking about when fall hits for 2021? I can hardly even know to guess. Go ahead, sir.
I know what it's going to be. It's going to be transgender surgery for pets. That's going to be the big thing. If I was going to bank on anything, I would open a clinic for transgender surgery on pets. And on that note, Farron, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Paul. You know, this week Biden undone what Trump had put in place, where the if you were transgender in the military, the taxpayers wouldn't pay for you to have sex change surgeries. And Biden undone that one this week. But yeah, the Muppets, the Potato Head, even Pepe Le Pew. I heard something this week. Pepe Le Pew is in the crosshairs. That skunk that loved that cat. I haven't sat down and really thought about what's the problem there yet. But Tony in Chicago, go ahead, sir. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Farron. It's one big 666 New World Order, Communist Jew Revolution. And the end game is total white genocide. If that's not obvious to everybody out there by now, you know, I don't know what could be obvious to you. You were mentioning need to know news earlier in the broadcast, okay? Right smack dab on the front page of the RBN site, need to know news. New Zealand doctor explains the non-science behind COVID-19 and the 225,000 euro reward for anyone who can prove it exists. Okay, and it says right here, I am not aware of a paper which purified isolated SARS-CoV-2, Dr. Michael Lau, September 4th, 2020. Okay, well, that's old, but no one has purified and isolated this Jew hoax. It does not exist. And anybody that's sick, had a cold, had the flu, or had lower lung respiratory diseases, and those are the ones that they shoved on the ice on the ventilators and killed them. Okay, everybody else had flu or they had a cold, and the bogus test said they had COVID. But that's my take on it. Okay, and that's the take of hundreds and hundreds of doctors out there and PhDs. And there's a $225,000 euro prize for anybody that can prove it exists, and it's still there because no one can prove it exists. Okay, supposedly there's a lawsuit against the CDC. Okay, that's a video that was on BitChute. It's on vaccinehoax.com. The guy will not give his name. He claims he's a lab technician. He didn't say he's a doctor or a PhD, and then he said he's suing the CDC along with seven other universities or some. I don't know. I'd have to look that up on Tracer or whatever that, you know, to prove that this lawsuit is actually happening. And he did not give his name, but that was circulating a few weeks out there. Anyway, the reason for the call is when I do hang up, the signs are in the car, and associate and myself, we're going to be heading out to one of these death vaccine white genocide sites, okay, and doing a little protest, and we haven't protested in 3 months. We're not going there to harass. We're going there to inform people. Okay, that this morning that the vaccine adverse event reporting site, VAERS on the CDC site, has what are we up to now? And this is all a big lie. You know, there's a ton more than this. 1,394, okay, drop dead people over this death vaccine, and they're lying about this. They're taking posts off of that thing because, you know, it was 1,165 3 weeks ago. You understand what I'm saying? It's the trajectory. There's more and more morons, okay, going out committing suicide, taking this thing, and there's not enough, you know, the trajectory of the increase on this reporting system is, you know, is slowed down significantly. So, you know, it's, you know, they're screwing around with it, okay? So, anyway, we're going out there, and like I said, we're not going out to harass. We're going out there to inform. I've scoped it all out, and I'm not going to say which one we're going to for obvious reasons. It's going to be a big surprise. The people walking in and out of this place, I mean, this is just mind-boggling. It looks like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, okay? It's Zombies Central. All these dupes from the parking lot walking to the front gate of this place with their mask on. I walked through a bunch of them. You see the looks on their eyes. He doesn't have a mask! Oh! I mean, this is just unbelievable. So we'll let you know next week what happens, okay? We may have already gone through about 3 or 4 or 5 of these. We're going to start up around here, and like I said, we're there to inform and not harass. But I'm going to tell you something out there to the people listening to this, okay? You know, I can't handle every issue. We're being invaded. We're being genocide through vaccine. Now they're trying to take the guns. This is full white genocide. And if you just sit there and do absolutely nothing and listen to radio shows, okay, it's all going to come down on you, and we're not going to be living in the same country by the end of the year. You need to go out and stir the pot. Okay, if you're not going to do it now, it's now or never, and it's over for us. Okay, in Europe, they were rioting in Greece, okay, because some cops were beating the crap out of some guy over some COVID BS, and those people in Europe are on the streets by the thousands, okay? Okay, they don't have these Christian Zionist BS garbage churches, okay? Okay, worshiping Israel over there, these dope people. Okay, you got real white people over in Europe, and they're on the streets, and maybe they'll win. I don't know what's going to happen in this country. Anyway, Farron, I thank you for the call.
Hey, Tony, feel free next week to give us an update on how that went.
I will. I'll let you know. My, we're going to keep a very large distance, okay? Very large distance. But something tells me we're just going to blow these people away, and we're going to have the cops on us within 90 seconds, and they're going to say go all the way to the end of the block, okay? It's already scoped out. We ain't going behind any barricades or donuts or nothing. We're going to be way away. But that probably isn't going to be enough of them because these people, I mean, I've seen these people walking in and out of this place, man. They're going to look at these signs, and they are just going to be appalled, okay, at our free speech. So we ain't going to do any arguing. Whatever they say, we're doing, because I ain't going to get locked up for this scum of the earth filth that's going into this place and committing suicide. But I'm just, by the same token, I'm just not going to sit here and do nothing. Okay, thanks for the call, and we'll call you next week, okay? Take it easy, buddy.
Thank you so much, and we can keep an eye on vaccinehoax.com. He may have some video of that. But hats off to Tony, and, you know, it will be interesting to see how people react to that, because people are not used to – I've encountered this myself. People are not used to seeing activism because there's so little of it anymore on our side. There seem to be plenty on the other side. But he's right about one thing, and I was reading about it this week, and I really should have printed it and included it. But there is massive protests going on through Europe, and nary a peep from the mainstream media in America, of course. All right, Michael in New York, if you'd like to call in, join us, 512-248-8252. Michael, the break's going to get you, but I'm going to hold you over. Go ahead, sir.
Morning, Farron. Hope all is well, sir. Yes, naturally, the Jew control media, which is Zionist Jew control media, the Christ killer control media, they'll never inform the public as to the true attitude and the desires of the people of the given nations here in the West, because it's contrary to their agenda. No, regarding the big corporations and affirmative action and all that nonsense and diversity and all that nonsense, back in the day, like at IBM, corporations had a personnel department. Then by 86, 87 time frame, it was now called human resources. Okay? So back then, talking with some of the engineer friends working with, I'll hang on over the break, Farron.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in moments. If you'd like to join in, 512-248-8252. Back in moments.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Media. We're in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. If you'd like to join in, 512-248-8252. I've got Michael from New York. Michael, the break got you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Farron. So, yes, when IBM Corporate changed the personnel department to human resources, I started asking my friends who I worked with now. I was in engineering. They're all engineers. They're all very intellectual. You guys understand what that the implications of this now? Do you understand what they're telling us? Nobody got it. They couldn't fathom what the implication was. Okay, but it's right there. We're human resources. We're no longer people. Okay? And this is the corporate world. And then late 80s, they started telling us in our department meetings that there's more than two sexes. Now, we do have to acknowledge homosexuality as being normal. And then after I quit, keeping in touch with some friends, later in the late 90s, in some departments, not everywhere, because other friends said they didn't hear this one yet. They were being told they are no longer U.S. citizens. They're global citizens. Okay? So then when they came out with internet and had virtual shopping, virtual stores, IBM had its own little virtual store, apparently. A friend of mine showed me when you access that, the guy that comes to the screen open, like for the store, was a guy, but then as the camera would pan back on the virtual little, you know, it's animation, right? As the camera pans back, it's a guy dressed as a girl, a woman, a tranny. So the corporations have all been hijacked by these Christ killer Zionists, and that's why everything is the way it is in the corporate world. No more really trying to make the best product, competition, out trying to you know, succeed and be the best. No, it's all about just destroying the corporation with this diversity and all that crap, et cetera, et cetera. And as an in engineering at IBM back in the day, it's a fact, not being, you know, oh, he's racist, here we go. You know, somebody else will hear me say this. There were really no black engineers. And there was some through affirmative action, but actual getting a job done in the engineering field, they really didn't do anything. And they were women, and it was only I only knew really one, actually. And they got into management and stuff, but no engineering. It was all Western Americans, some Europeans, a little bit of Orientals, a little bit of Middle Eastern at the time. They were getting like that, but really, mainly all Caucasian in the engineering back in those days when IBM made $40 billion a year. And so they're nothing anymore, like all the big corporations. It's all part of the plan. It's all to destroy everything, to destroy the Western civilization. Now, if Miles is listening, I know he's a patriot. I know everybody's patriots calling in. And so I'm not going back and forth with Miles or anything. But regarding Trump, no question about it. You know, the guy gave us some good bones to chew on to appease us, and one of them was not just in the military but even civilian. He withdrew all funding for tranny operations, because I know a girl I grew up with, a nurse, in fact, cured her lung cancer. She got really mad talking about that because her son was going through that, and he cut off the financing for that. And I'm just blown away, like, my God, it's everywhere. You would never believe it. And but Trump did do that, but then where'd the money go? You know, that was it just diverted to maybe boosting the money going to Israel? But the bottom line with Trump is that he failed, and that's why we're still in this mess. He didn't do anything he really promised. He didn't stop the birthright citizenship. I mean, that was an easy one. Didn't do that. He didn't start rounding up the illegals and denying them any kind of aid here, anything like that, and tell them, look, you got to leave. He talked about it, but he didn't follow up. You can't stay here. You got to leave. Come back through lawful means of immigration. And he never broached anything on the Federal Reserve at all, the ultimate culprit to keeping us down and deep in debt in a hole we probably won't climb out of now. And so, you know, Trump. And the reason why he couldn't get all done was, yes, this guy has been compromised in that way. And my take on it is the only reason why they didn't use that particular, they tried everything else, but they didn't use this one to take him out, was because he knew he could take them all down. Just like he mentioned when Doper was going to mention running for president, and they asked him what he thought of that, and he laughed and he said, I know her well. Good luck. Because he would bring all this out. If they brought all that out, they'd all go down. That had to be the reason for not using that particular ammo to take Trump down. They tried everything else, including that prostitute bimbo lady, et cetera, et cetera. And as far as where we are now, I don't see any way to come back. And I agree with everybody on that for sure. It does. I just can't see how it's going to happen. And it's going to be very difficult time, so everybody's got to stay healthy. Now, last on the COVID thing, Tony, there is something out there, because I've treated quite a few cases now where they lose the sense of taste and smell.
Hold that thought for me, Michael. There's no other callers on hold. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I'd like to hear what you got to say. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And give me liberty or let's give you death. If you'd like to call in today, 512-248-8252. If you enjoy this broadcast, support RBN, donate to RBN, and help keep the network going. Michael, the break got you. You wanted to talk about COVID. I'd like to hear what you've got to say with your medical background. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you, Farron. Actually, it's a scientific background, not in the medical field, but as I am in the healing arts field, I'll call it that. And as far as specifically an herbalist, as far as the COVID thing goes, there's something going around. It's definitely not lethal, deadly in the sense that, you know, you keel right over if you come in contact with it. And because otherwise, you know, people be dropping all over the place. So we know that's all BS. Major hype, but there is something going around a little different of a flu where they lose the sense of taste and smell. And I started coming across some cases since probably late summer, last summer. And so that surprised me to hear those particular symptoms. And so it's a little different in that respect, but it's so easy. There's nothing to it. I mean, easy to cure, like everything's easy to cure. That's the biggest hoax going, is that all these, you know, any kind of diseases, you know, we just can't figure it out. We need billions of dollars to study this and figure it out. That's so hilarious and pathetic of these Christ killer Zionists. But this is how they dupe everybody in every regard possible through the course of their life. And so there is something a little different of a flu, but it is a flu all in all, and there's nothing to it really to eliminate it and restore the health. It's really not a big deal. And so apparently it's not as lethal as they were hoping for, but we know that it didn't matter because the real purpose of all this hype was to get the vaccines rolling. That's where people are going to be dropping. And that's why everybody's got to really make sure you just don't fall for that and feel sorry for everybody that does. But that's where they're going to get you, through the vaccines, because, as you know, they're not vaccines. And so that's the background on that. And they've been after this for the longest time, of trying to get some kind of major epidemic, pandemic rolling. Back in the 90s, late 90s, somewhere around there, you know, we had the swine flu, the bird flu, et cetera, et cetera. And you know it's all manufactured, because IBM back in that day, I had a copy when they were starting to hype this new bird flu coming around. It's going to be deadly. It's going to be lethal, scaring everybody like they've been doing now for the past year. And it never manifested, but IBM already had, because I had a copy of upper-level management that came out of France. Upper level management of their protocols of handling an epidemic that's coming. And they already cited that it's going to come in intervals. Every, like, 3-4 weeks, it's going to hit hard, and then there'll be, like, a 12-week interval, or it could have been the reverse. 12 weeks hitting hard, then a 3-4 week pause, and then they were going to actually demand their employees stay on site as quarantining. So when you're presenting that kind of a protocol for something that doesn't exist, and you already know it's coming in certain kind of pattern, a wave, then it's all manufactured. It has to be. So they've been after this for the longest time, but they haven't been able to pull it off. So the vaccines is how they're going to pull this off, and that's why they're going to try to make it mandatory, because they're so adamant about taking us out. And it's going to be through that technique. That's their tactic on that.
Let me ask you this, Michael. I got two questions. One, the ability for, and, you know, we've had doctors that's come out and told the truth. There's been a whole bunch, you know, but, of course, they're being censored. But the ability worldwide, for the most part, maybe not 100%, but, you know, Europe, America, Australia, I mean, even Russia supposedly has made a vaccine. But you can't get much information about it on something that has about a 99% survival rate, and they've been able to pull this off worldwide, and we've lockdowns, what we've seen with the schools, the mask. I mean, what doesn't that speak volumes to the ability of the control to manipulate society globally?
It certainly does, and I think, Karen, that is hitting the bullseye on this whole subject matter. Their control grid is so well established now that they have this ability, and that's where this is where they're at as far as now. They want to consolidate it even further to the final part of their agenda of establishing this one world government nonsense, where there's no sovereign nations anymore, anything like that. And we're really subject, we will all be subjects to whoever their dictator is. We call him the Antichrist, the Antichrist. All the previous ones, like a Napoleon and a Hitler, were mini Antichrists. This will be the Antichrist. And that's who they're, and I think he's right around the corner. I think the Pope, this current Pope from the Vatican, he's the false prophet. He's sizing up to be what is known as the false prophet that works with the Antichrist and establishes this, you know, one world religion kind of philosophy so we can all get along. And this current poop from the Vatican is definitely right there with that agenda. And time will tell if he's the final pope and the true false prophet that's been in the prophecies regarding Christianity or not. Time will tell. But we're really getting closer to this one world government establishment and this controlling mechanism that they have across the planet that you just cited proves how close we are to that inevitable scenario. And whoever this guy is, he's going to be cool, he's going to be cunning, he's going to have a lot of charisma. He's going to wow a lot of people. And he's going to bail out the world for a little while out of a serious depression. And because of that, he's going to bring back some prosperity and peace because things are going to get very very unsettled, a lot of turmoil. This is where we're heading now.
Let me ask you this question, Michael. I'll tell you somebody that's disappeared you hadn't seen anywhere, and that's Kushner. But let me ask you this.
Right.
What about my earlier observation that we could have a situation to where they release something that the vaccines that they put in people actually do protect them from, and it is here to kill everybody that was an anti-vaxxer, to get rid of all of us in one big swoop, instead of, you know, and the vaccines could kill the people that took them as well, I understand. But what do you think about that possibility that these diabolical maniacs could be planning something like that to release?
Yes, it's through these quote-unquote vaccines that they're going to bring about a lot of depopulation. We're already seeing, we're hearing the reports all over the place of people dying, especially after the second shot, along with sterilizing. If you don't die, you're going to be sterilized, so you can't reproduce. So this is all part of their population control agenda. No question about it, this is essential to their agenda. There's just way too many people for them to control. And they, and here in the West, especially, because we know what freedom is. We were born with it, and we're going to die with it. We're not going to live any other way, and they know that. And so, yes, this is a very devilish tactic of the vaccine, scaring everybody to the point to take what is they're calling a vaccine. They don't, and to prove how ignorant so many of these people are, they don't know what it is. They have total blind trust to this stranger walking in with a white coat or whoever they are, jabbing them with a needle. I mean, that's incredible to me. How
I'm going to have to move on, Michael. I'm getting calls stacked up. But also contrast that with these people are watching TV and listening to Biden say, just go take the vaccine, man. It's going to be fine by July the 4th. And they're doing it, and they just witnessed the FBI, Homeland Security, the Congress, and all the media lying to them about an election. I mean, and this is happening simultaneously, and they still, you know, but I've got a bunch of calls. Michael, I really appreciate
that's right,
information.
Farron. That's what we're dealing with the populace. Thank you, Farron.
Thank you so much. All right, Tom in Utah, then we got Pat in Fort Worth. I'm going to have to – I didn't have any calls, so it was a good time to expound with Michael, but now they're coming. Tom, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Two things. Since I am visually impaired, I have a little advantage in terms of analyzing, excuse me, audio. And I listened to, what's his name? Biden? I'm trying to remember who that guy is that stands there struggling. Anyway, I don't know if anybody else noticed, but his presentation went on for 24 minutes, and there seemed to be no loss of energy. So I've been working on cases where I have to analyze, body camera and audio footage, and I'm suspecting that whole presentation that Biden did was pre-recorded and carefully edited. And so I've been challenging everybody to take a look at the video, which I cannot do, see if they detect any cutting and splicing that's evident in the video. I mean, the background, is there anything that changes? Is there an abrupt change in light or shading or shadow or whatever? or even props in the scene. Anyway,
well, I think that's a good observation, Tom, because I watched it supposedly live, and there was nobody else in it. You couldn't watch that and prove that was live. To without going back and looking at it again, just my recollection. But go ahead, sir.
Anyway, the other thing I want to tell people, the rule in epidemiology or pathology is, it's a very simple rule, beast into beast, body into body, blood into blood, plasma into plasma, or body fluids that are not corrosive. That's the rule of disease transmission. It doesn't fly through the air, doesn't survive on the surface, doesn't even survive on your skin, and it has a hard time surviving even in your saliva, because your saliva is lysemic. It's already digesting whatever is getting into it, either going in or coming back out. So my heart just breaks because people buy into this nonsense that it's transmitted through air, of course. That's not from you or for you or anybody in RBN. But the public has bought into this thing that this somehow new creation. I had my experience with the, quote, COVID back in 1963, when one of my students in the lab made the mistake of picking up a Petri dish by the slip-on lid, and our culture, which was in blood and jello, fell, and as it splattered, it hit both my student and me in the mouth. And, of course, when we had that happen, you know, when you lose something that's lose control of something, you usually say, O-S, right? So with your mouth open, he and I both got splattered with a large quantity of this culture. And I turned to him right away. I said, we're in trouble. And 3 days later, sure enough, both he and I began to express signs. And within 4 days, we were both in the hospital on oxygen for 2 weeks at the minimum. And then we were unable to go back to work for about 2 months. And we'd lost taste and we'd lost smell, and this is in 1963. So I will tell you, there's nothing new in the environment. But what they've done is they've created a reserve of organisms in the labs, and whenever they want to, take down a whole world, you just make sure you move that material into the flesh that it's going to support it. And then you make sure that the people move that flesh into them. So I hate to say this, as a former rancher dairyman, the way you move a disease worldwide is to make sure you dope the livestock. And then the livestock survive it because their immune systems are tougher and they are hotter. The animals run hotter. That protects them. But when you bring that material into...
I'm going to have to move on quick. I've got a full stack of calls now. I'd like to give everybody a chance to speak. It's holding on.
All right. I'm just going to say, if you want to avoid the flu, don't wrap your lips around it.
That's good, Tom. That's good. All right. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We've got Jane, Pat, and Dean coming up. Jane, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Taking my call. But it's become evident to me, ladies and gentlemen, your government has been hijacked by Bolshevik Jews, and the only solution to this is a revolution. Thank you, Baron.
Bob, thank you. All right, Pat in Fort Worth, Dean in California, I'm going to get to you.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Pat.
I wanted to say something that I know most people don't know. You know, ivermectin is one of the it'll knock out that COVID. There's scientific evidence now. I found it this week. And the doctor said, well, I thought that at one time that was only for scabies. So maybe that's what they're trying to do. See, bed bugs were almost wiped out with DDT, and then we couldn't use it anymore. And now it's really bad around the whole country, on planes, everywhere, bed bugs. And, you scratch, you get, you have, you bleed, and, and you lose platelets, and that looks like, you know, that's what the autopsies look like on COVID. But I'm not saying there's a connection between the two. I'm just saying that that's one reason they don't want you to take the ivermectin, because then they couldn't make you take a vaccine for something that there's a cure for. But people need to look on the bright side. I'm tired of this. You know, it's you know, nothing we can do about all this. It's not true. Christians can do it. There have been people in doing research in the past, and then try to get near the plate and touch the plate, and every organism would die. Christians, because that's the power of God. So I don't know why these people, instead of talking about Zionist hating, I think, Christians or whatever they're saying, they don't just try it themselves. Maybe they would like to go to heaven. That's what all I wanted to say, but I just wanted to tell people about the ivermectin, and you can get it, something like $2 a half tube at Amazon, and there's cures out there. But, of course, you know, Trump's told everybody, but, hey, people would rather, just like he said, they've been brainwashed, and everybody's brainwashing for his own cause, you know. But I don't even agree with Tom about the meat, unless he's ready for that to be a last days, because it says in the last days, people are going to be, go forbid to eat meat. Well, when Jesus told, something came down to Peter, the blanket with all kind of animals on it, wrong kind of animals you can't eat, you know, pig. And God said, take and eat. Peter said, oh, no, God, I've never taken any unclean. He said, how dare you call unclean what I am calling clean? So that was an Old Testament thing, because they didn't cook the pork enough. And there's, you know, parasites in there that get in your bed and your muscles and give you every symptom of everything as an adult. But now we're slow to cook pork. Okay.
Let me
thank
grab
you very much.
Hey, thank you so much. And you know, I had the story. I thought I printed it off, but KFC announced this past week, Kentucky Fried Chicken, that they were going to start experimenting with 3D printing meat. Now, I don't know how that 3D printer works. You know, they printed a house a couple of weeks ago. I really would like to know more about it. But I do know this. I'm not ready for the fake meat, the impossible meat, or any of that.
Yeah, hey, I know what you mean. You got to watch, buy it from people you know that do it right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, all this. That's out there. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Dean in California. Dean, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Farron. Thanks for taking the call. I just want to convey that Ken does a great job. You do a great job. Longtime listener, both my brother and I are. I just wanted to point out that your scenario that you laid out seems pretty plausible. I also had one too, where if you're not vaccine protected, you survive, and the vaccine protected are dying, you know, like they've shown. I'm looking at this video on earthnewspaper.com on BitChute, and it's VAERS, the VAERS vaccine exposed is what it doesn't say exposed. It's VAERS vaccine exposed. Huge list of deaths within a day of mRNA injection by Truth Hunter. And this guy points out on a list that is drawn from the VAERS site how many deaths occurred in one day. So my thoughts are the opposite. Maybe you take this vaccine and you do die eventually, some of you know, it could be years down the road, like they've said. But if you don't, then you're maybe subjected to whatever they're shedding. And if you're okay with that, if your body gets immune to that, then you survive. So you're the last survivors, okay? Guess who they get to abuse and make their slaves now? And that's, you know, that's kind of, that's my scenario. I mean, if you see what's going on in all of the, mostly the European countries, Caucasian settled countries, and it's not a white race. I'm sorry, people. We're a Caucasian race. There was never a white race until they made them black, white, and yellow and all that. You never get to call anybody yellow. So anyway, they are using it to create their one world government, of course, because of the stress of depopulation through these all these control mechanisms, like Michael was pointing out, that when these people are left behind, then they are the ones that are melded into this new one world government, and it's like Hunger Games at that point. If you're a rebel, you're hunted down by the rest of the normies and Karens out there that are employed by the psychopathic elite that are running things. And since everybody's brainwashed and, you know, it's working so well that people are waiting in line at 4:30 in the morning, thousands deep, while nobody even, you know, is showing up in hospital sick, it's, you know, it's the best form of brainwashing when you don't even know you've been brainwashed. So it's society is going down, and I'm just kind of trying to think about how to brace myself the best, maybe even get out of America, but I'd have to get more people on board. It's just a sad scenario, though. I really think that it's going to play out badly for those that are not connected to these elite psychopaths in some way or another. We may end up being their slaves.
And, you know, Dean, that's well said. And this has the scenario to do both. The vaccines, you take it 6 months from now, you contact the cold and die. And then the ones that are unvaccinated, if they release a real death killer, a real, you know, something that will that the vaccine would protect you from. I'll tell you what the election taught me. When I saw all the massive vote rigging that they were, I mean, they were telling it months before it even happened. And you thought about the investigations that was going on that, you know, could never come to a head before the election. And all that, the Durham and Horowitz and all that's been just wiped away. The globalists had to rig this election. It was the right time for them to rig the election and put in the perfect puppet, Biden, and that the COVID-19 gave them everything that they want. Crush small business, lock down people, force people to wear masks, make great big money for big corporations. So I think, sadly, Dean, I think your analysis of the ship is going down. The turd has left the toilet bowl, and it is headed toward the sewer. And I hate it's that way, but it is a pretty grim lookout of what we see. The best advice I can give people is, one, prepare, and two, you still can affect your local elections and maybe run for local office. Sheriff is a powerful person. Go ahead, Dean.
You know, and I agree with you to some degree, but, you know, I tried to involve myself in city politics a while back. You know, my wife went with me, and she opposes a lot of the stuff that's going on, just like most people do, just because it's kind of a cognitive dissonance thing. It's like, hey, everything's fine. You know, the traffic lights are still working. The lights still come on in the morning. The heater still works. But, I always say things are elliptical. So when we start turning a corner, we turn it fast, like we are right now. And like I warned of last year, and, you know, and if you know anything about the Noahide laws, this is how they'll bring those in too. And, people get ready, because if you think you're slaves now, you ain't seen nothing yet. These people are ruthless. They'll kill their own. I mean, it's been proven that they've sunk ships full of their own right off the coast of Israel just to prove a point. So, you know, you're not safe. You're just not safe. And
hey,
I pray,
Dean,
for everybody.
Thank you so much for the phone call. Thanks for everybody that called in. When they come for your guns, give them a lead. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com.
But you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to Simply Clean Food.